Mike Murdoch here with the precious Wisdom Encyclopedia of the World, the Word of God. Thank you for being with me. I've got a powerful, powerful gift book for you today that I want to send to you absolutely free. It's called 10 Master Keys to Uncommon Success. You're going to love what you hear. What did I learn from 5 billionaires? What did I learn from the richest people in the world? What did Elon Musk say that changed my life? What did Bill Gates write in one of his books? Stay with me. Stay with me these moments, and I think it'll change your world. Welcome to the wisdom world of Mike Murdoch. Father, thank you for the privilege of experiencing you. You said in your word in Proverbs 1 that a wise man listens. A wise man hears. A wise man is a listener. And I ask you for the next 27 minutes, let the healing of Jesus flow. Lord, I pray especially for those that are sick in their body. I command cancer to go, tumor disappear, blood system be healed. Father, we believe, Numbers 23, that you are not a God who's like men who lie. You're a God of integrity. We thank you for the covenant of integrity. Thank you for the covenant of the harvest in Genesis 8, where you said, as long as we lived, every good seed we sow would produce a harvest. Father, I pray especially for those who are having family struggles. Let your peace come. Let wisdom come in Jesus' name. I love this word, don't you? Love this word. I'm so thankful today for all of you being with me, and especially for the book that I'm very excited about. And it's book 348. I've written hundreds. 10 Master Keys to Uncommon Success. On the screen while I'm teaching, you're going to see 855 Yes Book. Yes Book. And it simply means, yes, you would like to have a gift copy. I'll mail it to you anywhere in the world. I'll pay shipping and handling. I love books. Let me give you a little bit of background to some of you. This is your first time with me. 78-year-old. My father was a pastor with 7 children, and he built 7 churches. My father was an intercessor. He prayed 4 hours plus every day. My mother was a master conversationalist. My dad's kind of quiet. He and God got along good, but mother was the conversationalist. I preached my first sermon publicly for him when I was 8 years old. And then I started traveling with him in his tent where he built churches in different places. And he let me speak the first 30 minutes. I was 10 years old. At 15, I preached my first revival crusade. Houma, Louisiana, and Howard Holton, he went to be with the Lord a few weeks ago. Precious man of God, my father's most trusted friend. I felt so strong today when I got ready to come share with you. I felt so strong that there's somebody watching me right now who left the ministry. And that's easy to get discouraged. Very easy. Nobody knows that more than me. I know what it means to think I would never preach again more than once. But I felt stir when I prayed in the Spirit, and I just want to pray for that person today. I don't know how God connected us this time. Maybe you've watched me over the years, but there's a minister of the gospel who has an anointing of God, but people have crushed you, deceived you, lied to you, maybe falsely accused you. I have a little wisdom key. The best are crucified first. The best people are crucified first. But I just want to pray a little prayer, and I want you to repeat this with me if you've ever been a preacher. Precious Father, I know your presence. I love your wisdom. My discouragement has crushed me, but you can heal me. Please start my restoration today. Amen. I hope you say that word, that last sentence. Please start my restoration today. I have a need to talk to you. So on the phone on the screen, if you just call and tell my assistant, tell Brother Mike that I'm a former preacher, but I'd love one conversation with him. It won't be a finger in your face. That's not my style. I would love to hear from you. Felt that so strong. What is wisdom? Solomon said in Proverbs 2 that wisdom was the ability to discern a bad person. That's the purpose of wisdom, is protection. We think if I have wisdom, I'll get a lot of money. Well, that's true too. But the purpose of wisdom is to discern and be protected from an evil person. Is that easy? Has it been for me? When I was a young preacher, 58 years of preaching here, 92 countries. By the way, if you'd like to see some of my books, go to my website, MikeMurdockBooks.com. MikeMurdockBooks.com. And I'd love to receive an email from you, DrMike@WisdomCenterChurch.com. Right there. I'll keep that on the screen for you so you can write that down when you get a chance. Wisdom is different than just knowledge. It's discerning. It's recognition of evil. What is an evil person? Someone uncomfortable around goodness. An evil person is someone who tricks you, lies to you. I've signed contracts I shouldn't have signed. When I went to sell the church, a preacher wanted to buy it. And I was so thrilled. Oh, I like this man. Oh, he had 500 members, and I fed everybody and blessed everybody, and he came to my house. He said, "You're like a dad to me. You're my father in the Lord." But when the contract came, there was two words. I had five people, two preachers, and three attorneys to look at the contract for me. All five came back and said, "Dr. Mike, it's a perfect contract. He's going to pay you over a period of years." And it's okay. And I came to two words I didn't understand. I said, "What are these words?" "Well, you know." I said, "No, I don't." That's why I'm asking y'all. The three attorneys, lawyers that I loved, and two preachers I trusted. Nobody would tell me those words, so I began to dig. You know what those words were? He would own also, not only the church building, but he would own all of my songs that I had ever written, and he would own every book I had ever written. And that was okayed. Had I not stopped that contract, that man would have owned, by law, every song I'd ever written. I wasn't planning on playing the piano here. It just hit me. Why? Mick Jagger has used my music in his movies. I would have lost that. Jim Baker, Jimmy Swagger, all these people that sing my music around the world, I'd have lost it all. Had wisdom. What is wisdom? Recognizing who's bad. A liar is evil. A crook, a thief is evil. Anyone who deceives you is evil. And that's the purpose of wisdom. I want you to have this book. It's book 348. Please call 855 Yes Book. Okay? When you can. It's free. There's no catch. I've sold over 20 million books around the world. I want to say to the preacher I just prayed with, your pain is your most effective teacher, and God can restore you again. He will. What are the 10 master keys? Number one, what is success to you? What is the most important thing? Create your personal definition of success. I heard one time, success is joy. I like that. The proof of success is your joy, not your money. There's been millionaires commit suicide. The proof that you're successful is your joy. Let's start right now. What inspires you? What are your goals? The first master key to success is to identify your greatest inspiration in life. Identify your greatest inspiration in life. Muhammad Ali was one of my favorite. When I had a little time with him one time at a hotel, I love that guy, boxing. I love the martial arts. He had a twinkle in his eye. He just different. But he loved boxing. I never met Shaq O'Neal or Michael Jordan, but their greatest inspiration was basketball. I think Michael Jordan tried to get involved in baseball and failed because it was a different inspiration. What do you love to talk about? What do you love to learn about? What would you rather talk about than anything in the world? That's your goal. Talk it. Put a picture of it on your wall. The second wisdom key is identify the heroes that you can learn from. Identify the heroes that you can learn from. Somebody has succeeded. Somebody has had great success. One of my favorite people in the world that was very close to me was Dr. Oral Roberts, President Oral Roberts of Oral Roberts University. I spent vacations in his home with him. He would drive me to Tulsa. I spent hours with him. And one day, I asked him, Dr. Roberts, what's the greatest secret of your hope? Ministry. Have you succeeded? A 58-story high city of faith. How did you do that? And I can still see him as we were driving. He was in the driver's seat and he said, Brother Mike, I don't think anybody ever asked me that. Ooh. I don't believe anybody ever asked me that. Don't give up your dream. Don't turn loose of your vision. It's not over. It's not over yet, my friend. What God is planning for you, for the seeds in your hand, decide the harvest God will plan. You know what he told me? Sowing a seed to God's work for a specific desired result. Only man in the world that ever said that to me in 78 years. That's what he told me. Trading a seed for a harvest. One of the wisdom keys of success is invest conversational time with those you admire. Invest conversational time. Talk. Talk to someone who has succeeded. I spent hours with a billionaire named Peter J. Daniels more than once. He was a illiterate bricklayer who could neither read nor write and was gloriously converted under Billy Graham's ministry. Every time we've been together, he said these words. You know what I did soon as I got saved? He learned to read. He learned to read. He learned to read. 7,000 biographies Peter J. Daniels read. I was reading where Elon Musk was worth $339 billion. Lie. And they asked him, how in the world did you get involved with space? And he smiled quietly and said, I just read a book. I just read a book. $339 billion. I want you to have this book. Seven Master Keys to Uncommon Success. What's another key to success? Involve people in your decisions. A 19-year-old girl one day made a suggestion when we were gathered around in a room, and it's something I had never thought about. Experience doesn't guarantee that you know everything. It really doesn't. I'd like for you to remember that. When she spoke up, she had thought of something that never crossed my mind. Here I am, an old man, and a 19-year-old girl sees something I never saw. Involve people in conversations before you make major decisions. Another key to master key to me to success is involve God. Now we're teaching on this month. Watch me, stay with me here on the television. Stay with me every week. Involve God. When you involve God, I try to invest the first 3 hours of every morning reading the Bible. It takes 56 hours to read it through. Involve God. Involve God. Start off with obeying the words of Jesus in Matthew 6. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. He said if we ask him for wisdom, he would whisper it to us. He would give it to us. There's power in God's presence. Involve God in your prayer life. Involve God in your financial sowing, in your covenant with God. I've told everybody in the world about the seed, that when I open my hands, God will open his windows. I'm praying this month for Harvest 100. 100 people who will sow a $100 seed. One of my staff told me that a $100 seed reaches 100,000 homes through a TV program. It also helps on my radio ministry in Jerusalem every week. But I want to pray Harvest 100. Peter looked at Jesus and Peter said, "We've given up everything to follow you. I don't even have a fish boat anymore." And Jesus looked at him. There's three things Jesus didn't say. Number one, you couldn't catch fish anyway. Number two, at least you got to see a lot of miracles under my ministry. Number three, just be glad you get to spend time with me. Jesus never said that. Jesus of Nazareth, in Mark chapter 10, said these words, "Anything you've given up for me, I'm going to give it to you back 100 times. 100 times in houses and lands during your lifetime." I want to pray for 100 partners to sow a $100 seed in the next 14 days, if possible. If possible. There's a number on the screen and you can call my ministry. But I want to pray over your seed. Brother Mike, you believe in sowing a seed to get a reaction from God? Oh yeah, I really do. I wasn't taught that in my youth. Wasn't taught that. Malachi 3, the Lord said, "If you'll honor me with your substance, I will open the windows of heaven." I'm going to read, pray some of the harvest I want God to give you. Wherever you're sitting there, I want you to join Harvest 100. If you can sow it every month, that would be wonderful. Ready? God gave me a debt-free home, and I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to give you a debt-free home. Financial discerning that nobody can ever trick you. Financial protection that no lawyer and no judge who's evil can ever put a case against you. Father, I ask you for 100 to join Harvest 100 this month and sow a $100 seed into our ministry. It will help us on our TV ministry. It will really help me in my Jerusalem radio ministry. Honor your family. Father, I ask you for protection, that nobody can ever deceive them in a contract or in a judge can never rule against them. I also ask you for a harvest of 3 people to show them financial favor within the next 30 days for your glory. Amen. I'm excited about this. Harvest 100, I want you to call. You can call that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And when my people answer the phone, say, "I want to join Harvest 100. I'm also going to send you 100 of my first books I ever wrote. It's an ebook reader. The first 100 books I ever wrote are in this ebook reader, and I want to send that to you. Would you write down the numbers on the screen and say, "Brother Mike, I want to join Harvest 100. And as God provides," don't make it a vow, that's too stressful. Just say, as God provides, I will sow a $100 seed each month for 1 year. Those who sow your first $100 seed, whether you can sow it all the year, that's you and the Lord. But those who call today and say, I want to join Harvest 100, mention that you would love to have a free copy of my ebook reader, Library Number One, my first 100 books. I'm going to sing. I believe in miracles because I believe in a good, good God. In a good, good God. Don't forget your book. It's going to bless you. Book 348, I think it is, isn't it? Book 348. I want you to call and say, I would love to have a free copy of 10 Master Keys. 10 Master Keys to Uncommon Success. I'm going to be back next week this same time, and I'm so thankful God has brought us together. Thank you for getting 855 Yes Book. Or if you're sowing into our ministry, go to my website, wisdomcenterchurch.com. I have a blessing for you. Bye-bye.
Become a Harvest 100 partner today. Sow your monthly seed of $100 for the next 12 months. Your seed of $100 makes it possible for 100,000 homes to hear the Word of God through television. Upon your immediate sowing of the first $100 seed, Dr. Murdoch is excited to expedite to you the Mike Murdoch eBook Library as a special gift of appreciation. This modern e-reader tablet is preloaded with Dr. Murdoch's inaugural 100 books, featuring Wisdom for Winning, Dream Seeds, The God Book, The Blessing Bible, Wisdom for Crisis Times, The Making of a Champion, and so many more. Focus your harvest seed of $100 every month for the next 12 months. Your seed will empower 100,000 households to hear the Word of God through television. Call the number on your screen today and say, I am one of the 100. We are looking forward to seeing you again next time as we share more Wisdom Keys with Mike Murdoch.